Welcome, everyone, to the Daily Juice Podcast on the Betting Pros Network. I'm your host, Sean, stacking the money green. Give me a follow on Twitter, at Sean T. Green. And as always, Daily Juice being brought to you by BetMGM. Use a promo code JUICE. Get that risk-free $1,000 bet. Oh, man. Right back to the freezer. I was cold, then I had a nice little mini heater, and now ice cold again, going 0-3 ATS. Not what we're trying to do here on the Daily Juice. I got squeezed pretty bad here. Going to get we'll recap those losers, plow through the losers, because we're on to today, New Year's Eve. Shout out to everyone. Again, have a happy, safe New Year's Eve. Hopefully you don't get boned too hard by Lyft or Uber. I'm at that age where it's just like, do we have to go out? Do we got to go out and get the prefix dinner? It's super expensive. Can't we just sit at home and watch college football playoffs all night, sweetie? Not a huge sell for the wife there, but I will be watching all the games, getting into it. We got picks for those. Before we do, let's get to the recap here. Lakers beat the Hawks, get the road win, 131-121. And this is, sometimes it's poor handicapping. Sometimes it's bad luck, whatever it is. I don't like to make excuses, like to keep it real. Like to be a straight shooter. And when Sharp Money in the Discord, bettingpros.com/chat, pointed out that it was LeBron James's birthday, I immediately just fear struck into my heart. Because if there's one thing NBA players like doing, well, it's a lot of things. Maybe only a few things we could talk about on the show. There's one thing they really like is showing up on their birthday, right? Like, we've seen it all the time. I know my buddy Terrell on the NBA gambling podcast, he always talks about playing NBA players. They're playing their overs on the points, assists, rebounds, whatever it is, on their birthday. And LeBron, it's his birthday. He puts up 47. That's on me. And I got to get the NBA horoscope chart out to start seeing when their birthday is. So shout out to Sharp Money in the Discord. And Sharp Money, you're the man. He always has a ton of good information, always interacting. So I will hit you up with a hat. You definitely, nice tip of the hat. Because as soon as he pointed out that was LeBron's birthday, immediately knew that was a loser. South Carolina, the Gamecocks. Oh, man. What an entertaining game. If I'm going to lose money, at least let me be entertained. Super fun game, minus the result. They lost 45-38, couldn't get the cover there. I mean, they were up 21-7. They had plenty of opportunities to put this game away, and they just couldn't do it. They really couldn't get a running game going. Spencer Rattler played pretty good. It kind of came down to the end. It was 38-38. Notre Dame was driving. South Carolina was like, can they hold them to just the field goal? Can we get that cover on 3.5? Notre Dame tight end got loose there on it. I think it was like a boot action or something. He was wide open. They got the touchdown, 145-38. This Clemson team, man, what happened? I was told Dabo Swinney was a good coach. What the hell happened there? I mean, hats off to the Tennessee quarterback who played really well there in relief for Hendon Hooker. But to me, the storyline was Clemson just horribly coached game. Tennessee was 3 of 13 on third downs. Clemson was 7 of 19. Clemson, 484 yards. Tennessee, 375 yards. Clemson, 2 of 5 on field goals. That doesn't even include the failed fake field goal. So, very frustrating game as a Clemson backer. But again, the Tennessee quarterback played much better than I expected. So, hats off to him. Unfortunately, capping off the 0-3 night. But hey, the picks are free, and so are the jerseys. YouTube.com/bettingpros. Hit subscribe, comment on this video with what are we gonna say here? I'm trying to think of what's a fun prompt. Oh, I got it. What's your favorite throwback jersey? Because I know I love the old school Eagles jerseys. The Kelly Green looks so good, and this Earl Campbell jersey is a very sweet throwback Oilers jersey. Hartford Whalers are a really fun team. There's so many good sports throwback jerseys. Feel free. Toss those in the comments. YouTube.com/bettingpros. Hit subscribe. Every comment is an entry to win that autographed Earl Campbell jersey. All right, let's get to it. Alabama versus Kansas State squaring off. I'm taking Kansas State plus 7 for 2 units. You know, little weird dynamic here. Bryce Young and Will Anderson, originally it seemed like they were opting out. Then they decide to opt in. I don't even know if that's a thing, opting in. But obviously they're both going to the NFL. I can't imagine, like, you know, this entire Alabama team, they were supposed to be historically good. And historically good for Alabama means undefeated season, definitely get into the college football playoff, definitely get into the college football national championship. And they just didn't get it done. I don't know. I know Bryce Young and Will Anderson are coming back, but man, I can't imagine they're going to get up for this game in a huge way. And, you know, they do have Will Anderson, but their defense has been pretty bad relatively. I mean, considering the amount of talent they have on this team, you know, they let up 52 points to Tennessee. They let up 32 points to LSU. They only beat Texas A&M by 4 points. And Kansas State, for me, this is Kansas State. You know, they took down TCU. This is just where, like, legends are made. You know, this is something you could talk to your grandkids about. If you're Kansas State and you can win this game or at least give them a game, I love them here. I love that they're getting 7 points. So, yeah, give me K-State plus 7 all day. I mean, I think they'll be able to match up very, you know, well against them. Adrian Martinez looks like he's a go. He really makes a huge difference on their offense. And K-State has just been a machine. ATS 9-3-1. Alabama 1-5-1 in their last 7. So, give me Kansas State plus 7 for 2 units. Next up, we got TCU versus Michigan. Give me Big Blue here. Michigan laying 7.5 for 2 units over on BetMGM. I mean, Michigan is just dialed in. Like, you know, that win against Ohio State, in general, they're just beating teams by a wide margin as well. Like, they're really dominating. You know, Illinois kind of hung around with them. I don't know if you remember, we were on Illinois and then had them in a money line round robin because it felt like maybe a look-ahead spot to Ohio State. It kind of was, at least against the spread, but obviously they still got the win there. Michigan third in the nation in defense. And offensively, like, this is probably the most well-rounded Michigan offense in the Jim Harbaugh era. You know, they can beat you on the ground, they can beat you on the air. And I like TCU, man. It's a fun story. I like Max Duggan. I hate that I'm going against him. That dude is a dog. It's a great story, but, you know, they're making this spread 7.5, so you can talk yourself into TCU. But for me, I'm not making that mistake. We've seen blowouts in this first round. This game feels like the first round blowout game. Michigan's just a much better team. I mean, you know, the teams they've beaten, the amount they've beaten them by, like, their resume is just crazy. So Michigan minus 7.5 for 2 units. Last bet. Going a little, throwing you a little curveball here. I'm taking Michigan minus 7.5. Just made the case for Michigan. Just a much better team than TCU. I mean, we can walk through every sort of matchup, but it just feels like a steamroll spot for Michigan. And parlaying it with Ohio State on the money line in the first half. Two-team parlay there. Plus 384 on FanDuel. I'm going 2 units here. Feel pretty good about Ohio State at least getting off to a good start. I do like Ohio State to win the game outright, but I'm honestly a little nervous about Georgia in the second half. I think if anyone could come out slightly sleepy, it might be this Georgia team. And Ohio State, third in the country behind Tennessee and Alabama in first half points. So I think Ohio State gets out there. Again, it's in a dome. I think Ohio State's offense is obviously built to play in a dome. Now, again, Georgia is great, right? They're undefeated for a reason. They're the decent-sized favorite here against Ohio State for a reason. But Ohio State, you know, they've had a very focused team coming off that Michigan loss for an entire month. Now, you know, psychologically, Georgia, like, they're sitting around, they've already won a national championship. Like, getting up for this first college football playoff game might be a little tough. They're a very good team. I could see them making some adjustments. Ryan Day, I don't know about his second half adjustments. Again, I do think they win the game, but I really like the first half better. So give me the Ohio State money line first half parlayed with Michigan minus 7.5. And depending on where you are, gives you a chance to go out and not be glued to the phone, glued to the TV, so you can enjoy New Year's Eve. So happy New Year's to everyone listening. Michigan minus 7.5, parlay with Ohio State in the first half, plus 384 for 2 units. Call that the, save the evening parlay there, so you don't have to be glued to the second half. Should be a good game there. Michigan minus 7.5 as a standalone bet for 2 units. And give me Alabama versus Kansas State. Give me Kansas State plus 7 for 2 units as well. Hey, next time you'll be hearing this podcast, it will be 2023. Hopefully you guys had an awesome 2022. Follow us on TikTok at Betting Pros. Follow me on Twitter at Sean T. Green. Check out the other show I host, Sports Gambling Podcast. You know what to do. Subscribe, rate, and review. And as always, don't forget to let it ride.